This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per
BJ and Jamie. So yesterday, you know, I had all these plans when I left here. Nothing got done.
You were going to change out your seat in your truck.
Didn't happen.
Oh, how come?
Didn't happen. Well, I didn't realize it, but Frog didn't have school yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So that took up most of my day right there. And then we had to go to baseball practice, right, at 4:30 yesterday. Now, I'm a moron. I really am.
Well, okay.
I looked through all the emails that I got from the Summer League, or the Spring League, I guess it is, for the Foothills, and came up with, you know, yesterday, first practice, 4:30. We're about 45 minutes into the practice, and the coach comes over and says, sir, I don't think Frog's on our team.
Oh,
he's a dandy little player. He just hit a home run. He just hit a home run. I mean, the coach really wanted him.
Yeah.
He said, I don't think your kid's on my team.
Oh, no.
I said, what do you mean? We've been here for 45 minutes practicing with all the other kids. And my kid's a standout.
Right.
He's a star. He goes, I looked through the roster. He's not on here. In fact, I made a phone call, and they said he wasn't on here. And I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, I think you're on the Cardinals team. Yesterday was the Marlins.
Oh.
He goes, I think you're on the Cardinals team. You practice tomorrow at 4:30.
Oh, well, at least he got one in.
We got to go back today.
He got an early start.
So Frog had to give back the hat and the shirt.
Oh, no.
He goes, I love the fish, Dad. Can I keep the hat?
Oh, my God.
No, you got to give it back, son. We got to go back tomorrow. I said, you'll love tomorrow. It's red with a little bird on it.
Yeah.
You know, they steal the MLB logos.
Mm.
And so we got to go back today.
Wow.
But I'm such a moron.
That is.
Here I am.
How does one find a team like that? Like, just to find it randomly.
I showed up, put the kid out there.
Was it because it's a gigantic ball field or something? I don't understand how you pick that team.
Well, no, it's emails. They send out emails, and then they have the coaches, and they really don't tell you what team you're on.
Okay.
They tell you a number, like you're team 4.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
They don't say Cardinals, Marlins, Yankees. They don't tell you the team name.
Right.
They just give you a number.
Gotcha.
Okay? And I got the numbers confused.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so. But I'm such a moron. We're packing up our little bag. We'll see you later.
That's okay.
Have a good season, coach. We'll see you.
I have to find the audio, but I have one. Oh, my God. My son was so humiliated. We went in for a thing at his in junior high, and it was for to go to Europe, but it was the wrong one. It was I go, wait a minute, excuse me, I thought this was the going to Peru, and she's like, no, that was last night. And so we walk out with our heads, and my kid is in the car. He's like, I am so humiliated.
I remember that. They were going to go down to Peru for, I don't know, a week or something like that. He did go.
He did go, but we missed the meeting. We went to the Paris meeting.
And you feel like such an idiot.
You do,
And the guy, the coach, he didn't know whether to call me dad or grandpa.
Oh! Okay. I wondered if that was ever going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So he comes up. No, here's what he does.
Oh, God.
He goes, sir. He goes, no, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. That's why I'm telling you the story.
I know.
It doesn't embarrass me.
No, I know it doesn't.
But I could tell. I could tell he was uncomfortable because he walks over to me and he looks at me. He goes, are you?
Oh, God.
You?
Oh, God.
Are you Frog's adult?
Adult?
Are you the adult in charge of this little one?
Are you Frog's what? He goes, are you Frog's adult?
I love that.
Go ahead, man. You can say it. You can say it. Go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, I'm glad I'm not on that team.
Right? Did you say, yes, I am the adult? No, I'm just some guy standing here.
Are you Frog's adult?
Oh, my God. Oh. No, I feel
and
you
I knew exactly what he meant.
What happened, yeah.
Yeah, because he was so hesitant. Yes. Are you, geez, boy, oh, boy. He couldn't find the words. And
adult?
Then he finally goes, yeah, are you Frog's adult? Yeah, I'm his adult. Yeah, that's me. That's me. Adult and, BJ.
But
yeah,
listen,
me.
I feel you because I told you this. I was always the oldest one at the flagpole.
Yeah.
I mean, all these young, hot moms are in their 20s or whatever, you know, and they're then their Lulus. And here's grandma coming up to pick up my kid.
Right. It's like last night, one of the dads shows up, and this guy, man, he's ripped. He's got tats on sleeves.
Nice.
He's got sleeves on with his tats.
Yeah.
Brings his kid on a Harley with his bag on his back, you know, with the baseball bat. All that. I'm sitting there looking at him like, wow, am I out of place here? Oh, boy.
Meanwhile,
oh, boy.
Your back hurts. Yeah, I understand.
So at some point, because the coach is by himself out there, he doesn't have any assistants. Uh-huh. So when they started their batting practice, I thought, you know, I need to help this guy. So I grab a glove and I go out to third base, right?
Oh, no.
And the ball's hit my way. One of the little kids is a little dribbler, you know. And so I lean over to get it and I go, ow. the coach goes, you okay?
Adult?
Adult?
Oh, what a league. Yeah. Oh, man. So tonight we go back to practice, only we're going to a different team.
Yeah, but
we're going over
be
to the Cardinals.
Today.
Yeah. I'm bored out.
Yeah, bend yes. over and get a ball.
So when you see Frog and his adult friend, just know it's me.
Right,
yeah,
right,
know
yeah.
it's me.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.